Hey, it's Chris here on the Lakeland's Best Country, Country 99. We've got Scott Sear here on the line, MLA for the Bonnyville Cold Lake region. Scott, you wanted to talk about the economy?
I sure do. According to Stats Canada, Alberta's unemployment rate rose to 8.6% in July. It's the highest that it's been since 1994. For the first time ever, Albertans are seeing unemployment rates higher than Nova Scotia's. Over the past year, we've lost about 104,000 full-time jobs.
That's not good news at all.
It's definitely not good news. And the Alberta government remains unwilling to abandon ideological policies in favor of proven solutions to get our economy moving.
What solutions are you referring to?
Keeping taxes low for families, promoting trade, spending within our means, and restoring the Alberta advantage. Typically, the first thing ideological governments do when the economy begins to weaken is to look for a scapegoat. Blame the price of oil. Blame the previous government. Blame Main Street employers. Blame anyone and everyone not connected to government. Scapegoating is not a long-term solution. These types of distractions don't address a rapidly shrinking economy. Jobs are being lost. Less is being produced. Trade is declining. Without economic growth that helps all people, political divide and conquer strategies lead to divide and flounder results. Alberta's here. We voted for change. What we got, it's just disappointing.
What concerns you about how the NDP has been handling the economy?
The NDP is unwilling to budge from its pre-recession agenda. They choose which businesses to support through elaborate new tax and spend corporate welfare schemes and which sector of labor force it supports through the socialist economic policies. Policies like, new carbon tax and drastic increases to minimum wage, which are forcing all businesses to just either reduce their staff or close the doors.
I see.
We need economic policies that offer new hope and new opportunity to all Albertans.
What would the Wildrose Party do differently?
We brought forward our Jobs Action Plan, the 2015 Budget Sustainability Recommendations, and Restoring Trust Reports. These reports were compiled to start changing Alberta's course away from the reefs and towards calmer waters. We need safe harbors so that we can watch for the clouds that look safe, but in the end are putting us in deep water. You can read our reports by going to www.wildrose.ca for more information.
All right, I might just have to check that out. Thanks for your time, Scott.
All right, thanks, Chris.